we might never eliminate, but we must reduce the risks by the necessary educational programs. Now, the European Union have put in place a program, DAPHNE 3 program, and the purpose of that is to protect children from all forms of violence, including bullying. So I would recommend to parents and to schools to make themselves aware of what is involved in DAPHNE 3, and that all would work together, the European Union, the Irish government, schools, parents, to deal with this major issue. We hear of cases where children have taken their own lives, but there are many, many other children who are in deep depression from bullying, and we thought as a result of some of the deaths in the county that that might reduce it or end it, but obviously not.
Is this going to take legislation at both European and national level, or can it be done through, as you've said, programmes like DAPHNE?
I would hope that it could be, because if it requires legislation at European level, despite the urgency, it would take too long, and the same at national level. No, it's a question of making funding available at both levels, and if it has to be co-financed by member states, then it should be. I think the awareness creation is absolutely essential, and that people should know how precisely young children are affected as a result of this. Of course, parents have a responsibility, but parents can't monitor their children's use of the internet 7/24. But I think all of us have a part to play, and it would be a priority of mine in the next Parliament to focus on this issue.
One of the things about this particular phenomenon is, of course, the fact that when it comes to technology, in particular things like smartphones and computers, in many cases, the teenagers know a lot more than their parents do about the apparatus. They understand and are instinctively far more tuned into the technology and to the equipment, and that creates its own issues.
Well, that is a major issue, that parents don't have the same knowledge of computers as the children, so therefore it would be wrong to apportion all of the blame on parents, but I think they should make themselves familiar as best possible, and indeed the awareness is not just for the children, the awareness is for the parents as well.